Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, June 7th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. European Union lawmakers reached an agreement on legislation to require smartphones, tablets, headphones, and digital cameras sold in the EU by fall 2024 to come with a USB-C port for wired charging. Laptops will have to comply with this at a later date. The legislation still needs approval from the EU Parliament and Council, but legislators expect the law to be in place by autumn 2024. TikTok launched a new avatars feature, letting users create a customized digital representation, including custom voice styles. These could be used as an overlay for a user while recording video, or as a miniature avatar that can be added with reactions to a video. At WWDC, Apple announced a redesigned MacBook Air featuring a new M2 SoC. The M2 offers up to 8 CPU cores, evenly split between performance and efficiency, that are 18% faster than M1, includes up to 10 GPU cores, double the memory bandwidth of M1, and supports up to 24 gigabytes of system memory. The new Air also includes 2 Thunderbolt 3 ports, MagSafe charging, a liquid retina display with up to 500 nits of brightness, weighs 2.7 pounds, and comes with a new midnight colorway. It's available next month, starting at $1,199. On the software side of WWDC, Apple announced iOS 16 with customizable lock screens that now include widgets as well as editing and undo send in messages. The next version of macOS is called Ventura, which offers improvements to Spotlight search with sports and web images and adds a continuity camera feature to let you use an iPhone as a webcam. WatchOS 9 adds pinned apps to the dock, banner notifications, and more detailed sleep and running metrics. iPadOS gets a new weather app, a virtual shared whiteboard called Freeform, and Stage Manager for better multi-window task switching. Apple also announced that Metal 3 will support Metal FX upscaling, which renders lower resolution frames that are then upscaled on device, similar to NVIDIA's DLSS. Resident Evil Village will support the tech when it comes to the Mac, with Capcom saying it will run effortlessly at 1080p on a MacBook Air. tvOS 16 wasn't mentioned on stage at WWDC, but here's what's new. tvOS gets support for the Nintendo Switch's Joy-Con and Pro controllers. That's coming to iOS as well. The Apple TV app supports HDR 10+. Apple TV Plus gets rich video previews, and Apple TV devices will support the Matter smart home standard. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton launched an investigation into if Twitter misled users with false reporting on the number of bot accounts on the platform, a potential violation of the Texas Deceptive Trade Practices Act. Twitter maintains bots represent less than 5% of users. Twitter has until June 27th to respond. Google agreed to pay $100 million to Illinois residents as a settlement for a class action lawsuit alleging that Google Photos facial recognition violates the Illinois Biometric Information Privacy Act. This law forbids collecting biometric data without making individuals aware in writing and telling them how long the company will keep that data. residents that appear in photos or videos in Google Photos from May 1st, 2015 to April 25th, 2022 have until September 24th, 2022 to submit a claim, with a final hearing scheduled for September 28th. eBay launched eBay Vault, a new service that will store valuable trading cards for owners to enable faster and secure selling. Cards valued at over $750 can be stored at eBay's 31,000-square-foot Delaware facility. Cards will be graded and verified by the service PSA upon arrival. Cards can also be kept in the vault after purchase. eBay plans to add a processing fee for the service early next year. Miso Robotics makes fast-food fry-cook robots like Flippy 2. These robots require time-consuming prototyping for each fast-food chain to adapt for things like cooking and preparation outputs. The company has now partnered with Amazon to use its AWS RoboMaker service for cloud-based simulation, letting it go from running 12 simulations a month to 100 in a night. Miso has pilots for robots with White Castle, Chipotle, and Jack in the Box. Uber Eats launched nationwide shipping, letting customers in the continental U.S. order food from select merchants in New York, Miami, and Los Angeles. Deliveries will be made in partnership with FedEx, with an average delivery time of 4 to 5 days. Polestar announced it will accept orders for its first SUV, the Polestar 3, in October, with production on the vehicle beginning in early 2023. The vehicle will have dual motors and likely EPA-rated with over 300 miles of range, but no other word on specs yet. Chinese state media reports that the floor covering and wall panel provider Power Decor became the first company in Chongqing, China, to pay taxes with the digital yuan. China rolled out a pilot of its virtual currency in the city back in April, and the city surpassed 1 million digital wallets in May. And finally, a new paper led by Alyssa Blackburn, a data scientist at Rice University and Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, found that in the early days of Bitcoin, from its launch in 2009 to hitting a value of $1 US in 2011, most Bitcoin was mined by 64 agents. The researchers used pseudonymous address linking procedures to link various wallets to these agents. The paper has not yet been published in a peer-reviewed journal. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.